All right, Blue Jackets, smack dab in the middle of camp, playing exhibition games. Let's talk to head coach John Tortorella. Coach, how are you?
Very good. How are you?
Good. Hey, I was just telling before you got on that my flip-flops reek like crazy, but is there a worse smell than hockey gloves?
I'm not sure. Well, I know a couple other smells that are worse, but I'm not going to discuss them on air.
What do you guys do to the gloves after the games to make sure they don't reek up everything?
You don't do anything. You dry them out, and you wear them the next day.
Oh,
you just don't get rid of the smell. Now these guys, players probably have three or four pairs of gloves that they'll go through. Some guys go through three pair during the game.
Mm-hmm.
But you'd be interested to see the glove heater that we have in between periods. They come in, they throw them on this heater. It looks like it's from out of space, but it does the job. But the smell's the smell. That's part of the game.
Hey, when it comes to equipment, how long does it take to break in a pair of skates, a pair of hockey gloves, stuff like that?
Yeah, it doesn't take long, especially with the way the skates are made now. Back in the day, a long time ago, when they were using really basically hard plastic, mm-hmm. It was hard. But these skates now that these guys wear, they're almost like slippers, and they have a special machine that you put the skates in this machine. It's like a microwave, and you put it in there for a couple of minutes. You immediately put your foot in it, tie it up, so it forms to your foot, and it happens pretty quickly. Within a practice or two, they're fine. It's amazing what they've done with these skates.
Wow, that is amazing. Because I know a few years back, like Bauer, when I was a kid, Bauer was the big brand, and Nike bought them out like a couple decades ago, like what, 10, 15 years ago?
Yeah.
So it's a big business. It really is.
It's changed completely. These the equipment that guys use now compared to, 15, 20 years ago, it's night and day.
Oh, when you were a kid, Torts, you would take a stick and you get like boiling water and put it in, and you try to bend the stick a little bit, put it in a little bit more, and
you heat it up with the blowtorch, you put it underneath the door, and you try to make a bigger curve as you possibly could without breaking it.
Yeah, that's great. Hey, with camp going on, what positions are kind of battling for positions, or at this point is it just kind of working on line combinations of who gels together?
No, we really haven't. I have an idea of what I think the line combinations could be,
mm-hmm.
But we haven't gotten into that. We still have 60-plus players here. We're taking a long look at some kids that we think may have a chance. We have, Ian Cole goes away after last year. Jack Johnson goes away after last year. We're looking for what happens with our 5 and 6 defensemen, or really 4, 5, and 6, and what our forwards look like. This kid Duclair is coming in here. He's trying to push for a spot. Riley Nash, who was a free agent signing, he's pushing. So I think I could name you probably 26, 27 guys that I think are going to be here, but where do they fit in the lineup? And that's what we're trying to find out here.
Was Duclair, correct me, I could be wrong here, was Duclair in New York when you were there? Because at one time when he went to Phoenix, I mean, he was considered one of the bright young prospects in hockey.
Yeah, I had left. Well, I didn't leave New York. They fired me. So I was not there.
Okay. And
Duclair was their high pick. I think played 1 year there, went to Arizona for another year, and then went to Chicago last year. And so here is the question. This kid has an abundance of talent. His skating is tremendous. The question is, why at such a young age in your early 20s have you bounced around to three teams?
Mm-hmm.
And so we're trying to find out that answer. And I've had a couple of pointed conversations with him here in camp that I want to give him a long look. But he's got to learn how to push. He's got to learn how to play when you're tired. He's got to learn how to give a constant effort day in and day out. And I think that's what's holding him back a little bit. But the upside in him, guys, it's a tremendous upside. So this is worth the look. It's worth the contract. I hope he comes through for us.
Yeah, Blue Jacket coach John Tortorella with us. You know what's tough evaluating your team? And the last two seasons, you lose in the first round, but you lose to the Stanley Cup champions, and you probably gave, you could argue and say, you guys gave the Capitals their toughest series. I mean, is it hard to evaluate your team? Yeah, you lose in the first round, but you're losing to the best team in the league.
Yeah, the way I look at it, guys, I think we've crossed some bridges here. I really do. I think we're a team that doesn't go into games hoping to win. I think we're a team that knows we can win now. Mm-hmm. But we have not crossed that bridge in playoffs. I think when we went up 2-0 in that Washington series, we played a really good game three. Could have been 3-0 after game three. Didn't. And I think we got a little bit nervous. And we have to develop a little bit more mental toughness in handling momentum swings in crucial games like that in playoffs. And let's face it, a lot of guys haven't been involved in it.
Yeah.
They just haven't had the experience in playoffs. You look at the last year's Stanley Cup winning team, Washington, they had multiple years of failure, of not doing well in the playoffs. And now they found a way to learn from it, and now they're the champions. So, our first task is to have a really good camp. Our second task is try to find a way to get into the playoffs, which is going to be very difficult. Then we'll see what type of jam we have if we get an opportunity to play in the playoffs again.
Yeah, heck, they were the best team in the league, and then they would lose in the playoffs, and they've gone through multiple coaches changes. So, yeah, it happens. Hey, in the offseason, there'd be a lot of, you know, the headlines for your team would be the bread man. What do you do with them? To me, it's not so easy, and I go to the games. I bring my kid. He might be one of the few guys in the league, the handful of guys, where every time he touches the puck, something's going to happen. And when you see him live, John, and you see him every night, he is one of those guys where you have to pay attention as a fan. When he has that puck, he's that special. It's not as easy as, well, he's an upcoming free agent, let's trade him or do this. He is one of those rare guys in this league that's a huge talent.
Yes. And what I call, he's just a game breaker.
Yep.
Teams that, let's face it, if we don't get the year out of him last year, and quite honestly, the young center that he was playing with in Dubois, I don't think we get in. And, yeah. You know, all the stuff going around that he may not be here. He may not want to spend another 7-8 years here with his next contract. You know, we'll see where it goes. He has a great attitude coming into camp here right now. Hurt his neck early on. He seems to be getting healthier. Hopefully he'll play Sunday in our exhibition game in Sunday. And hey, no matter what's going on around him as far as some of the circumstances, as far as is he here or not, I'm going to play the hell out of him every damn spot I can to help us win hockey games because he's that good.
Hey, Sonny Milano is a super skilled guy. Off the, you know, without the puck, needs to work on it a little bit. Definitely top, you know, skill wise with the puck, top six guy. But how does he stay in the top two lines? Because you know it. If you don't play well without the puck, then you know.
Yeah, he's learning. Each year he's gotten better. We're really happy as far as his progress because when he first came to us, it was a bit of a horror show as far as just all offense, trying to do way too much at certain times that caused problems going the other way onto into our end. I think he's learned how to take what the game gives him. The biggest thing with Sonny, guys, is he does not need to make an offensive play every shift in the game. Sometimes the game just doesn't allow that. It just doesn't happen in that 35, 40 seconds. So he needs to take what the game gives him, play some good defense in certain shifts. It may be three shifts in a row that he doesn't have a chance to make an offensive play. But when there's one to be made, take full advantage of it. And he's one of the most skilled guys in the National Hockey League. So, he's still very young. It's a process with him, but we love where it's going. We think he's really taken off as far as what he can be as a player.
Blue Jacket coach John Tortorella with us. And so I put on social media, we were interviewing you, and they could ask one social media question. Now, I wasn't going to be a coward and, you know, say, hey, this guy wants a tough question and disguise it like that. But James McDowell wants to know your favorite Italian dish and can you make it on your own?
No, I'm not a cook, and my favorite Italian dish, and it's from my mother makes homemade pizza. I challenge anybody that can make a pizza like she can. And so that is, in fact, I just saw her last week, had a chance to see her for a little bit, and she started from scratch and made one of the best pizzas I've had in quite a while.
Nice. That's always good. The homemade, you know, the homemade pizza, you got to put a lot of work, but the pay is really good if it's a really good homemade pizza, man.
Yeah.
So you're a dog lover. I'm a dog lover. My, you know Anthony Rothman. He hooked me up with my rescue dog. Tell everybody if they don't know what you do and your involvement in animals and helping out dogs.
Well, the thing I guess I put out there, and I appreciate you asking that question, and it's certainly not to put my wife and I in the forefront here, but I just like for the people that are listening to just check out our foundation, the Tortorella Family Foundation. There are so many different avenues you can go in that foundation to try to help out with the area, not just dogs, horses, just animals, period. And there are so many different ways that you can help. It's not just always adopting. You'd be surprised how many different things you can do to help out this cause as far as animal welfare. So I encourage people to look on there and just pick one. There are so many things that you can do. And, yeah, that is, and I do, I appreciate you asking the question because I'd soon talk about that than hockey. I think we just need help. We need help. It's just a never-ending battle. And now you have these storms and everybody's, all dogs are being relocated. It just never ends. So it's a constant battle to try to help out these animals.
All right, Coach, I'm going to ask you a favor. My partner's off today. He'll be back Monday, but they lost their long-time, and his wife lost their long-time dog several months ago, and they've been hesitant to get another dog. I think you and I need to find a new dog for my partner, Jerry, when he gets back. I think next time we have you on, we kind of present to Jerry, hey, Coach Tortorella found you a dog.
Yeah, I tell you, you tell Jerry that there are so many different avenues that my wife and I have been fortunate enough to be involved and people have allowed us to get involved with as far as the area shelters out here, all over the place in Ohio. If he wants a dog, there are dogs out there, all different types of dogs. And, I would love to help. And quite honestly, I think you should get two because I think if you get one, you get two and they have buddies and you have friends, you know, they're together. And, I'm in. Anything I can do to help there, I'm in.
Yeah, you know, I have two. I have a Rottweiler, the rescue, and then a Chihuahua. And it's funny, Coach, when the little dog bosses the big dog around, it's very funny.
Yeah, it's the little man's disease, yeah.
Yeah, very funny. Well, thanks for coming on. We appreciate it, and we'll do it again very soon.
Thanks for having me. Have a great day.